Hi, everyone. This is Alicia White with Back of the Room Productions, and I'm really excited to share with you today some of the things that you're going to want to have as a speaker. Now, a lot of you are stepping out and finding your voice, and you have a message, and that's great. And what we want to make sure you have also is branding to go with that and a way to deliver your message when you're not on stage. For those who have been speaking for a while, you probably have a message that you've honed and you've crafted and you're doing a great job of telling people what you do and sharing your passion, but you're still wondering why and how you can generate leads and revenue at the back of the room. So I want to talk with you a little bit about that today. First, I want to share about my passion, and that is graphic design and branding. I love taking a person's idea and developing a visually stunning piece that they're happy to share and excited to share with their business associates, their clients, their prospects. So one of the things I do is when a speaker comes to me, they tell me what their message is, and then I'm able to get a very good idea of how to brand that. If the speaker already has a logo, then I take the existing logo and we tweak it some and maybe add some graphic elements to really make it pop and to go along with the message that the speaker wants to share. So I've been doing this for over 17 years, helping small businesses and individuals, and I have a really good knack of taking your brand and your message and helping you propel it and up-leveling the way your business image looks. So one of the ways we do that is by, again, taking your brand and giving it some depth, giving it some detail. So what are you going to do with that brand once you have it established? Most likely, you already have a logo or a word mark. So the next step, of course, is to get your business card. Now, I teach on being consistent in your brand. So if you have a logo that you've been using or an element of style that you've been using, make sure that it's consistent between your business card, your website, your speaker sheet, and everything else that you do. And those products, these are the basic products that you need. So business card, website, speaker sheet. You also want to have your images for social media consistently branded. So that would be like your Facebook cover photo or maybe your Twitter profile image. You'll also want to look at getting web banner ads created, because when you're speaking, people are going to want to promote you as a speaker. And one of the best ways to do that is by developing your web banner ad well in advance, knowing what that brand is going to look like, knowing what message you're going to be sharing. So those are some of the basics. Now, I have a list that I'll give you the address to, but Back of the Room Productions, we have a products checklist, a speaker must have products checklist. And some of the things that I'm covering are on this list, and there's some additional information to help you as well. And I'll give you that address. Actually, I'll just give it to you right now, and that is backoftheroomproductions.com/PSA, as in Public Speaker Association, / musthaveproducts.html. I know that sounds really long, and I'm sorry, guys, but the name of my company is backoftheroomproductions.com/PSA/musthaveproducts.html. And I'll repeat that again at the end of the conversation here. So you have these branding images. That's what you're going to be using in social media whenever you send out a document, your contract, when you start prospecting some of your event planners, you know, asking, can I speak at this event? You're going to have that brand consistently displayed everywhere. So what happens when you get to the event? Well, at the event, if you have a presentation, that's one thing that you need to have ready to go. Your presentation handouts, you need to have your brand on that. A poster or a banner is another product that you want to have at your event. And what I love about a poster or one of those retractable banners, have you seen those retractable banners that are about 7 feet tall and they're almost 3 feet wide? These are a great way. Now, I love sharing this. This is a great way of being in two places at the same time. I know, it sounds crazy. It defies physics, but trust me. When you put your face, your message, your brand on that banner and put it at the back of the room at your table, people look at it, right? When you're on stage, that banner is doing double duty for you. You're literally in two places at the same time. One thing about that retractable banner, if you're able to do a couple of them and you're allowed to place that banner at the front of the room next to you on stage, oh my goodness, can you imagine the traffic you can drive to your Twitter and your Facebook accounts by putting your address, your profile account names on that banner and telling people, hey, when you hear something that you like, tweet it to this address and point to your banner. If you're not using a presentation, this is an excellent way of having your social media put in front of that audience. Another product that I really love having at the event are your order forms. And I know that sounds so simple. Oh, of course, an order form. No, honestly, the order form is going to list things that you're going to sell, and you're going to have it ready and available for those people to look at and make it. You're going to make an easy yes offer, and you're going to have it easy to read so that they can just check, yep, I like this, I like that, and it's going to be branded. So that's perfect. You need that at the event. Because now we come to the third part of this checklist of speaker must-have products. Because you're going to be selling products like books, booklets, CDs, DVDs, you name it. These are things that you can put at the back of the room that people will want to take home with them. What is every speaker's dream? For someone to be thinking about them while they're lying in bed. How great would it be for someone to be thinking about you as they're drifting off to sleep, thinking, wow, you know, Tanya Hoffman sure did share a lot of content with me, and I can't wait to read her book tomorrow, and I'm going to read her book because they bought it the day that they saw Tanya, and now they're wanting to do coaching with her. How awesome is that? Don't you want people to be remembering you? So one of the best ways to do that, and I love this, it's a message or marketing postcard. I call it the message postcard. This is so simple, y'all. You take the postcard. It's a nice size. It's about 5.5 inches by 8.5 inches. On the front, you put a visually stunning image. Maybe it's a waterfall or a beach, or maybe it's someone who's triumphing, maybe crossing a large, climbing a large rock. And you put something that you say in your speech, something that you, a tag word or your tagline that fits with that image. Put your logo down at the bottom, your photo, your phone number and web address. So now you flip that message postcard, and on the back side, you give an indication of what problems you solve for that client. What can you do for that client? And offer a checklist. I want to tell you something about checklists. People love to check things off. If you have something in your program or some kind of content that you offer people, write it out in a step-by-step or list it and put little check boxes by each individual bullet, because people are going to want to check that off and say, done, I've completed this. Now you have a message postcard that not only shares part of your message, but on the back side, you have given them the beginnings of working with you. So when you're at the back of the room, y'all, this is a really great tip from Back of the Room Productions. This is a really great tip. with that message postcard, as you're greeting people and talking to people, and someone says, you know, I'm not so sure, and I'm not sure how this would help me, and they don't want to hand over their business card just yet for whatever reason, you look at them and say, I tell you what, Jane, I'm going to hand you this postcard, and I would like for you to give me your business card so that I can follow up with you to see how far you came on this list. Oh, who doesn't want that? There's your easy in. There's your way to call this person, have their permission for you to call them. What a great way to generate leads. And now they have this postcard. They take it home with them. And because it's a visually stunning image on the front, you know, it's a powerful message, they're going to hang that on their vision board, especially those who really are captivated by you. Your followers, your fans, they're going to take that postcard and they're going to put it someplace prominently because they're going to remember that message that you spoke on that day. And then they're going to remember what you do for them. As you're working the back of the room, that's just one of the things to generate leads. You also know you can get promotional items to help you with that, pens, mugs, bottles, whatever it may be. But also make sure you have your coaching and consultant packages available and ready. Again, that's where that order form comes in. If you don't have product right now, and some of you may not, but if you don't have product right now, make sure you have that order form with that coaching or consulting package. Offer at least two so that people will have that choice, so they're not limited by budget. That's one of the things, that's one of the reasons why I began Back of the Room Productions. I went to a two-day seminar held by a multi-million-dollar internationally known speaker. And for those 2 days, the only package that I could buy was over $300. He did not have a book that I could buy individually. He did not even have a business card that I could pick up and put in my pocket and contact him later. The only branding he actually had there was on his slideshow presentation. There were no posters. There were no banners. I walked into that seminar with friends. I didn't go there because I knew him or what he could deliver. I went there because my friends suggested, and I didn't even know his name. And if I weren't astute, if I had not been had the opportunity to observe and talk to friends, I could have left without knowing his name and without knowing exactly what he does. I certainly didn't know his website, and I certainly didn't have an email or phone number to contact him. That's why it's important to have these products. That's why you need the basics, a website, business card. That's why when you go to an event, you have that handout or that order form. You have something that someone can pick up and take home with them. And then to generate that revenue, think about all of the things that you speak on is a potential for a booklet. Books are huge right now. People are climbing the walls trying to write a book. And it's because it's a great way to share your expertise. It's a great way to create yourself as an authority in the industry. You obviously have knowledge. You obviously have wisdom. But what if you don't have enough content to fill a 200 or 300-page book or even a 100-page book? That is where booklets come in. Now, at Back of the Room Productions, we call those speaklets because you guys are speakers and they're booklets, and so we came up with the term speaklets. We thought that was pretty cute. So with these speaklets, you can still provide information to your prospects. You take your content, you break it down, and you fill 20 to 24 pages, and I'm talking the half sheet, so 5.5 by 8.5 pages. 20 pages or so, and we get that information to people at the back of the room. And you can do it one of two ways. You can sell it. It's a nice $10 item. You know, size doesn't, just because it's small doesn't mean it doesn't have a lot of content and a lot of value. Good things do come in tiny packages, after all. And if you have a coaching program or some kind of training program where you are repeating information over and over again, a booklet, a speaklet, that's a great way to disseminate that information and package that with your coaching and consulting package. Do you know how cool it would be to have something that you could, when you're speaking to that client, they're ready to give you some money, and you're at the back of the room, and they say, yes, I want to enter into a 6-month-long coaching package with you. They sign the dotted line, they give you your credit card information, and you say, okay, thanks. They walk away with what? Your business card? They just spent thousands of dollars with you. And you're going to give them a business card? No. Give them this booklet. Because even it at least gets them started on something. It at least gives them an insight into what they're going to learn from you. Also, workbooks and manuals, those are fantastic. And again, in a setting where you're sharing information over and over again to different people or different groups of people, create a manual or workbook of exercises. Take one subject. Let's say, for example, you wrote a book and you have several chapters, or you have a coaching program where there's several different parts and series to that program. Take each of those sections and create a workbook around it. And, you know, again, this can be any size of workbook. It can be an 8.5 by 5.5 stapled booklet type, or it can be 8.5 by 11 with spiral or coil bound, or even perfect bound. But what you're doing though, is if you can create this workbook for each of those segments, each of those, you now have a series. So if you have 6 segments, or you offer a client 6 separate sessions on different topics, you now have a series. Okay, you want to up-level that? Well, we can do that too, because not only can you sell those workbooks individually or as part of your coaching package, you can sell them as their own package, but then up-level it with audio CDs or video. Now, that's a nice product package. That is great information right there, because now you take a workbook that has exercises in it and you pair that with an audio CD or a video DVD, and now you're giving information without actually having to be there. So that's for those people who don't need you to hold their hand just yet. Those are for the people that want to test the waters and get some kind of idea on how you work and get information from you so they can better themselves. I mean, that's an amazing package. It's kind of a no-brainer. Now, I told you that I had a checklist that I wanted to get you guys, the speaker must-have products checklist, and I've gone over a few of those items that are on this checklist, and there's a few more. And I want to give you this website address. Again, it's backoftheroomproductions, that's with an S, .com/PSA, as in Public Speakers Association, /must-have-products.html. I'm going to repeat that one more time. backoftheroomproductions.com/P as in Paul, S as in Sam, A as in apple, /must-have-products.html. Or you can always find me on Facebook at Speaker's Briefcase. Again, I'm Alicia White, and you can also email me at Alicia at E as in back, O as in of, R as in room, product.com. Now that's a little shorter, isn't it? If you shoot me an email, I'll be sure to send you this checklist. If you go to the website, sign in quickly, and you will get that PDF file. I hope that you have learned quite a few ways on how to generate leads and revenue when you speak. But I hope you walked away knowing that the first thing you really should do is get your branding in order. Get your message in order. I want you to think of these three things, these three C's. Be consistent with your branding. Make sure it is displayed everywhere the same way each time. It's like a record that you hear on the radio. The more you hear it, the more you see it, the more you're bound to recognize it, and the more you're willing to purchase from it. Be clear about your message. Be succinct. Use easy to understand words and language. But be short, because people have a short attention span these days. And then be creative. And I'm not talking about having a brand that has neon lights and ink splatters and anything crazy like that. I'm talking about be creative in your marketing. Create a fun hat, a funny hat day. Put that on your Facebook fan page and ask your audience and your followers to submit photos. So start creating your brand, then develop these products to get the attention of people, like your speaker sheet and your website, and then create the products you need for your event, and always, always have something that someone can take home with them so that they're thinking about you when they're in debt. Thanks so much, and if you have any questions, again, just email me or call me at 214-556-4947. Thanks.